It's your girl KB and your girl Plando. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plando. And on this week's episode, we're going to be, tonight's episode, we're going to be reading some of the letters that we got recently.
Well, some of them we, so, okay. Today's episode is Dear KB.
Yes.
Because we still get Dear KB messages.
Period.
And KB don't go live like she should. So, we want to bring the Dear KBs to Shit Talk.
Yeah, and Plando want to answer some too. But y'all know KB got all the advice. KB got all the advice. So, you got the letters, right, KB?
Okay, let me see. Let me pull something up. All right, so one of them said...
So tell them a little... You took up... because you really give good advice. Can we talk about that, child?
I don't know if I give myself good advice,
though. You don't think so?
I give good advice to people, but I don't know if I give like KB good advice.
I don't know if Plando give Plando good advice, child. Who else give advice? Mother Love. I don't know if Steve Harvey or Kevin Samuels...
Kevin Samuels can't give good advice because his ass been divorced, and
so have Steve.
And that's why I don't want to take none of their advice.
So I don't think that's right though, because that's almost the same as saying I think we had a conversation before. Like you can't get advice from someone that's not married.
Okay, I get what you mean.
The thing is, right,
For me personally, someone who, I guess this goes back to when we discussed it before. I'm not sure if it was on the live, in a show, or whatever the case may be. But I really think that you just got to be careful who you take advice from. Because some people out here giving advice based off of their experience, but they're still hurt and they're still bitter from their experiences. And they're giving out terrible advice. And then you got some people who go through things, they go through some terrible things, they go through some bad things, they get divorced or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? And then they learn from it so they can give great advice because they've learned from it.
I was just about to go there. Sometimes I was just about to go there and say never judge somebody mistakes for not being able to give you advice, because that's just it. Like
it's a testimony.
It is a testimony, and they could really give you some good advice because they already fucked up already. Like nobody walks through life and don't take a couple L's. But also, what you said, I wanted to hit on, touch on what you said before. This God told me that he don't take advice from anyone. And matter of fact, you know him. It's a mutual friend. But he's a good friend of mine. He's probably a good friend of yours too. Shout out to AJ. I know he don't listen, but if he listening, this is what I always like to call people when they give me some game. Well, not really game, but his thing was he don't really listen to people because a lot of times people are giving advice according to their experience. Like you just said. Now here's the thing. Suppose they didn't. It never. So do because I know. My mentor.
I think you know bad advice if you're getting it though.
You think so?
I think if you are a sound thinker and you are a critical thinker, when somebody's giving you bullshit and it's coming from their past,
mm-hmm,
and they haven't healed and misery loves company, like you are going to be able to recognize that in their advice.
But suppose you have
maybe not all the time if they're really good at it, but a lot of times, some people's misery comes across in their advice.
That's true. But sometimes we also follow, we just go for what we want to hear. So if someone is giving you bad advice, and let's just say you want to, like you ask their opinion or something, and you want to hear that, you would be like going for it. Maybe you want a gullible, maybe you being gullible right now because you're vulnerable stage of mind. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that later on in life, when you take that person's advice and it doesn't work out, you'll be able, and you are no longer in that vulnerable state, you'll be able to look back and say, dang, how did I let that happen? Like, I really listened to that person's advice, and it really was only because I was in a vulnerable stage in my life. Like, I think you'll be able to, because in that moment, you're not a sound thinker, you're not a critical thinker, so somebody can really take advantage of you being vulnerable and your weakness in that moment. But if you are strong and where you are, I really think that you can listen to the advice and say, I hear what you're saying, but versus, yo, that's some good advice.
Right. So what about the people who give good advice and they just, it just happens to be the wrong advice for you at the time? Do you still look back at the person like they're the bad guy, or are you just thinking that the advice just wasn't good for your situation at the time? Because I feel like I give good advice, but sometimes I have a girlfriend that I actually gave some advice to, and she wasn't throwing it up in my face. She was just like venting, and she said, "Dad, I told you," and it wasn't no shade. It was like, really, I told her, and I gave her wrong advice, but it wasn't from a bad place.
Was it wrong advice or was it bad advice? Because that's two different things. Because there's more than one way to solve a puzzle. There's more than one way to solve a problem. So if you give me advice, a lot of times you and the best friend that I have, she gives me advice. Mm-hmm. Your advice is always different. I know I always tell you that. Mm-hmm. But your advice don't be wrong. Her advice don't be wrong. It really depend. It really matters is what's best for me. So then I have to take a step back. And sometimes I take a little bit from your advice and a little bit from her advice, and I combine it together. Sometimes I just say, man, she tripping, and I take yours. Or I say, man, she tripping, and I take hers. Mm-hmm. You as a person have to really decide to say what advice is best for you. Because if I didn't take her advice and I took yours, I still probably would get to the same result.
Right.
And if I didn't take your advice and I took hers, I'm still probably going to get to the same result. There's more than one way to solve a problem.
Yeah. So this particular advice that I gave my friend, it wasn't wrong. It wasn't for her.
Right.
Because she knows her better than, she knows her situation better than anybody. So it just wasn't the advice for her. No, was it wrong advice? No. Was it bad? It was bad, but not bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't bad advice.
I don't think it was bad. It's just not the right advice for her situation.
Yeah, for her situation.
And also, again, when you're taking advice or giving advice, when you're taking advice, you got to also know that these people aren't in your situation.
Right.
So, and one thing I don't like, not coming at your friend or nothing like that, but if you know what you know, if you know what you want to do, why ask advice?
No, she actually did what I told her to do.
Oh, okay.
And the advice that I gave her was bad advice, not really bad.
It was the wrong
advice. It was the wrong advice for her situation. So when she's venting, she's not venting out
okay,
of shit.
I get what
she
mean.
Just like, you know, like, damn, like, see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I, you know. And anyway, yeah, that's, yeah.
Well, then when somebody give you advice, you really got to think of your situation and think if this is the best thing for me.
True.
Before you act. Whether the advice was out of love or if it was out of malice intent.
See, like, that's what I'm saying about when sometimes you do. So, I don't know the situation, but suppose she wanted to do what I told her to do, right? So Neil was like, she's not even taking a step back and say, damn, should I take her advice? Should I take Planzo's advice? Or, no, that sounds good and everything, that's great, but it doesn't really, I don't think that's going to be a good idea. But maybe in her heart, because I'm not going to speak on the situation, but it is something that if my friend had told me or my cousin had, I would have actually followed it, because it was really good, but like I said, it wasn't good for her. I would have followed it, and I know I would have been in her state of mind as well,
right,
if I was going through what she was going through.
Well, then that's fine. It wasn't bad advice, and sometimes you follow it, and then things still don't go to plan. Like, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That is still not the same as somebody who've been through, that's like a girl who is married and she going through something. Her best friend married and they not going through something. Maybe the best friend had a little argument and the best friend goes to the girl who is married, but her marriage is really bad. And she asked, the best friend asked the girl a question. And she start giving her answers based off of all the wrong shit that's going on in her marriage. And it ain't even based off of it. It's really just because misery loves company. And now you're bitter and your advice is bitter.
Right.
And then this person over here can either do one of two things. Take that advice and then take it back to their relationship. And 9 times out of 10, what does that normally do? It causes issues in the other person's relationship. So you just got to be careful. You can tell when, a lot of times, when somebody's advice is from being bitter.
Right.
And if you take advice that's not from a bitter point, but it end up not working, shit, what you was going to do probably wasn't going to work either. Either way, it's probably the situation itself just really probably just need to go away.
So with that being said, y'all, when KB and Plan don't give advice, because we about to get into some things, y'all, you could just hear us out. And if it doesn't match with what you're going through, you know, you could take our advice or you don't have to take our advice. But before we get into the letter, child. Before we get into the letter, child. One other thing. Do you think, because KB, you was like really giving good advice on Thursday. I think it was Thursdays, right? Thursday nights. Do you think that you give good advice?
I don't know. Shit. I just be talking.
I'm Oliver.
Y'all better not take KB advice.
I'm screaming.
I'm joking. No, I do. I think I really do get. So here's the reason why I think I try to give good advice. I really try to put myself in a person's situation and think how they're thinking and feel what they're going through. And then I try to come up with the advice. So I remove myself. I remove any kind of bias that I may have, any kind of closeness that I may have to the person. And I know that you can, like, say, you know, attest to this yourself. Like, I really, really, when you tell me something and it might be something that's going to make me mad at somebody else, I really won't give you advice based off of if it's a person I don't like or something like that. I really remove myself from the situation and then give you advice because, you know, what good is it going to do if you're giving somebody the wrong advice and you don't remove being biased?
Right. Yeah, I definitely try to think about the person and take me out of it. You know what I hate? Oh, when somebody thinks that, like, what they would do is what everybody would do.
Right.
I can't stand it. So, although this wasn't advice, but I had did something before we get into something, child. This just made me think, because first, guys, that was just like major gems. When you're giving advice, do you remove yourself? Because a lot of us don't. So, my homie that said that he don't listen to people because of people just based off their own experience with KB, what I believe KB is saying is sometimes she can give advice and it's not even based off her experience. She's like, she's removing herself out of it.
Not my experience, not my personal thoughts, not my a decision that I might make for myself. Because sometimes what worked for me isn't going to work for everybody else. So,
right,
you know, definitely not. Definitely, I remove myself completely. And another thing I do when giving advice, I listen. A lot of times, I don't even ask questions. I really just listen wholeheartedly to what the person is saying.
Right.
I know that get on your nerves because you be asking me questions. I be like, girl, I don't ask no questions.
Yeah. Because I got to ask questions. But the thing is, if you don't know, so you're good at listening, observing, and then coming up with your opinion.
Right.
I want to know what they think. Because sometimes you can give yourself, my way of giving advice is a tad bit different. I can have you giving yourself advice and you may not even ever, you don't even ever know it. I ask you some of the motherfucking deepest questions. And then a lot of times somebody, but if you don't know me, now you're going to get offended because you talking to yourself. It's you versus you. Mm-hmm. It's just me asking. And not KB, because KB, she know my game. She know, she's my Cisco, so she's not, but...
Cut the shit, Plando. Cut the shit. Ask me all these questions.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, you like, why did you ask me that? You might say that, but some people get offended because they can't even, you know, based on the advice that they're asking, they know the shit is wrong, but they want to hear, they don't need a friend like me. They need a yes man. Mm-hmm. So I ask you what you think. And if you can give me some honest answers, then you either one, solve your own problem, or I can just based off how, what you're like, you know, what you're telling me, help you from there. But I do remove myself a lot of times as well. Because shit, if I put myself in it, it's either one way. I'm going to fuck up because I'm not perfect, or or I'm telling you my experience. So I may be the person that misery loves company. So I don't try to be, you know, because all the, I think people think when misery loves company, that shit is just, that don't involve you. That shit can really involve
you.
You like, you could be, you could be the miserable. You don't even, come on.
You don't even realize you're giving bad advice.
Come on.
Sometimes people give bad advice on purpose just to see you fall. And some people don't even realize how miserable they are and how miserable their advice come off. And just and sometimes they don't just,
ass may need company. You may need company
and don't even know it.
Child. They ain't ready to get into that.
That's why you gotta be careful.
You gotta
be careful.
Who you
get your advice from.
Gotta be careful, child. Get into them letters, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. This one. All right, let's do a letter. Let me see. Dear, so this one's been sitting in my inbox for a little while. So let's get into this and see what. I would like to see what, since I do Dear KB, I would like to see what Plando.
Okay.
So, dear KB, I've been dealing with this married man for 2 years now, and he keeps telling me he's going to leave his wife, but he haven't. And now I'm pregnant, and he wants me to have a divorce. Huh? Wait, these people. And now I'm pregnant. I asked why. He said because
he probably wanted to have an abortion.
Abortion. Okay. I asked why. He said because of that bitch. So I went to her job. I was ready to tell her, but I decided not to. It's been a month and this pussy haven't called since. Every other day I want to call his bitch. What should I do?
So
okay, so let me try, because this person, I feel like they probably wrote this with a little anger.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of, let me just like try and figure out exactly what they're saying. So basically, been dealing with a married man for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Telling the girl that he's going to leave the wife. She ended up getting pregnant. And he wants her to have an abortion. She asked him why, and he's like, duh, I'm married.
Right.
And because she's sitting around pregnant, hormonal, and in her feelings, she want to call the wife and let her know what's going on. Okay.
All right. So what
here
would,
we go.
So what we're planning? I don't mean to bore y'all, but I'm going to say, why would you want to call his wife?
Before we give advice, can we just talk about the situation? I just want to talk about the situation.
All right, let's get into some things.
Let's get into some.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is why this shit say, dear KB. KB, trust. Go ahead, KB.
I'm sorry. I just got to get in. Let's get into the situation.
Get into some
before
things,
we actually give this soul. I was going to say a poor soul, but, you know, I don't want to be judgmental. I'm going to take that back. Lord, forgive me. But, first of all, married men.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That, like, you don't have to say nothing else other than married men.
Mm-hmm.
The only way a person should be dealing with someone that's married or in a relationship is if the motherfucker lied and you ain't have no idea that they was married or in a relationship.
Right.
Beyond that, if you have balls enough. No, because that's giving advice. No, it's not. No. I mean, so, okay. It's foul all the way around the board. It's foul. You messing with a married man. Point blank and a period. And why you got to keep calling, excuse me. Why you got to keep calling this woman a bitch? What does she do? She don't even know about you.
Child. So, I just got done explaining to you people how I would do it. So, if somebody was to ask me that advice, I would hit them like this. Why would you want to call a wife, KB, huh? Why would she want to call a wife? What are you going to get out of that? So you're going to tell me, well, she don't know that I'm pregnant. And you think she going to... Because now, a lot of times, I think we just talked about this. Sometimes the wife is going to go ahead and divorce her husband because he got a child out of...
Wedlock.
And then other times is war.
Right. So I would need to know from her. So this is probably a time that I would ask a question. So let me get this straight. I don't ask questions when somebody's just calling me and they're really venting, and they really, it's like, it's not a situation where they're either lying or it's like some dirt or some terrible shit. Cause now I got questions for you. This is when I do ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And my questions do be slick.
Mm-hmm.
They do be slick. I need to know. Like, so when you call her, what do you expect to happen?
Right.
I need to know.
And if they do get a divorce, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest, guys.
I don't even think she wants them to get divorced.
What does she want?
She's a miserable person. You knowingly messing with a married man? That's a miserable person.
So.
Or she could. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't want. Be judgmental.
Yeah, I was about to say,
I don't want to be judgmental. But you want to call the. You calling the woman a bitch and all that, and this woman ain't never did
nothing.
Well,
she is definitely. So I don't think you have to be.
Maybe not miserable.
To be miserable. However, you want the girl to feel how you feel.
That's
so,
it.
So you
That's
are.
What I'm saying.
So misery loves company.
That's what I mean by miserable person.
Yes.
So you want to project onto this woman how you are feeling.
So people that's listening, that's a miserable person that loves company. So don't think that you are exempt from it, because a lot of people that's listening has been through this before, child. They have been through this before. So you was that miserable person that wanted some company. If you ever called a bitch because you wanted her to feel how you felt,
you a miserable person.
You a miserable.
So maybe let me correct what I'm saying. I didn't mean to say miserable because she's messing with a married man. And that's a whole nother conversation in itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you have to mess with a married man to whatever.
Right.
That's another conversation in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But my question for her would be, what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen once you call this woman?
Yes. Because how, I don't know statistics. I know my guy likes reading statistics, but a lot of times the woman isn't going to leave so that you can get your spot. And guess what? If she do leave, I told one of the ops this before. I was in a relationship. And home, and girlfriend number two was out. That song, girlfriend number two. She told me she was girlfriend number two. And I told her, when I leave him, because I'm going to leave him, he's not coming to you. He didn't come to her. He had another main bitch ASAP. He replaced me, but with somebody else, child.
And not her. So here are my questions. One. What do you want to happen? Like, what do you think is going to happen once you call her? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what are you going to get out of calling her?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you looking for? What are you going to get out of that? And number three, if what doesn't happen that you're looking to happen happens, then what?
Right.
Like, then what?
Yeah. You think he won't do it? My stepmom always say, how you get them is how they come out. How you get them is how they come. So you got to be careful, because what happens when you get that man? That cheating ass son of a bitch.
Right.
He cheated on his wife. You think he ain't going to cheat on you? Child. 9 times out of 10, he will, child. 9 times out of 10, not always. Maybe they was in a fucked up situation and he just wanted to get out and he was the perfect woman for him. And y'all live happily ever after. That can happen. Trust me, it can. I haven't had that experience.
How you get them is how you
but
lose them.
Sometimes.
How you get them is how you lose them.
Yeah, that's what a wise woman first told me.
It's very rare.
Okay, so how do you feel about women who actually go through with the pregnancy that's dating a married man? Should that be law to automatically have an abortion, or should she bring the child into the world knowing that daddy's not going to be home?
So I think you have to automatically expect a man to want you to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
That expectation should be automatic.
Right.
And then number two, I am not an advocate for abortion, but I am not against it either. You have to do what's right for you and your body. It's not my body. It's not his body. You have to do what's right for you and your body. But at the same time, this is not no advice that I could give. My response to this person is solely going to be based off of the questions that I ask and the answers that they give themselves. Because I can't give nobody that kind of advice.
Right.
I would have to ask, like, is this something that you are going to be able to handle?
Yeah,
Are you going to, the same misery that you want to place on the wife, are you going to place that on your child? Are you prepared for this man to not be in your child's life and on top of it not be in your life? Because a lot of times I think when women go through stuff like that, they don't really care if the, not that they don't care, but they use the child as a pawn to get that man back into their life. And the focus really isn't about the man being in the child's life. So are you going to project your misery onto your child as well? Like, if you can't separate yourself and think about this child once this child is born.
Separate yourself, child. That's the key. Key to
night. Because it's no longer about you anymore. Once you have this baby, it is no longer about you.
And then you're going to have a nerve to say, he is fucked up. Like, he should, like. You got to own up to your responsibilities. Like, he knew what he was doing. But y'all got to, everybody, women and men had to take responsibility. Like, you got to know, if you end up in a fucked up situation, you was part of the reason why you ended up in that situation. We cannot blame the men, because we knew the situation we put ourselves in. And at that point, you're hurting yourself and your child.
And I was on social media, on Facebook, and I got into a heated argument because the question was, you know, who's responsible? Who basically asking about abortion and who, you know, if the man want the abortion and the woman doesn't, whose fault is it? Like, me, wholeheartedly, yes, a man and a woman both have to take responsibility. Y'all both laid down, y'all both made this child.
Mm-hmm.
But a man can't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Women make babies, men don't.
Yeah.
So that's something my dad told me a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Women make babies, men don't. They just provide the sperm, and that baby grows in your body.
Right.
You are the only person that's got to lay on that table and have this abortion if you decide to have it.
Right. Yeah, so I would take the whole
responsibility is yours, because a man don't got to have an abortion.
I'm going to take the accountability, because I knew what I was getting myself in. I hurt me.
Help. Yes.
I hurt me. Yes. I got to protect me at the end of the day. I hurt me.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to hurt my child, too.
And yes, the man is absolutely have to take it, should take responsibility.
But you know the situation
child.
You in.
But at the end of the day, we are not living in a perfect world.
Yep.
We are not living in a perfect world, and anything happens to you happens to you, and is no longer the other person's fault. So if you don't want things happening to you, protect yourself, protect your space, and protect your mental peace.
Period. And that's all we're gonna give on that. Go to the next letter, please. That was some good advice. Yeah.
Facts.
Wayne tell you what to do. Mm-mm. We just saying.
Cause I mean, you can't. I gotta know. She gotta. Sit we can only ask in. Her the questions, and then she's gotta come up with the answer for herself, because I mean, it's really no right or wrong answer to that. I mean, advice for you. You done got yourself into something, and you got to get yourself out of it.
Period. Period. The next letter, child.
Okay, so this is, Dear KB. We talked about this on social media, but you know, you and I haven't actually had the opportunity to. We didn't talk about it. We posted it. But we didn't talk about it. So, Dear KB, this is kind of crazy. But here goes nothing. So, my girl's best friend caught me on a date with someone else. While she was out with another man, as well as me and her boyfriend, go back 5 years. I don't know where to go from here. What should I do?
Wait, say that again, KB.
So my girl's best friend caught me out on a date with someone else while she was out with another man.
So a man was out on a date and his wife or spouse, significant other, homegirl seen him.
So the homegirl saw him while he was out on a date. But come to find out, when he saw her out on a date, she was out on a date with somebody that wasn't her boyfriend.
They both in a relationship.
Shit. So that's like you in a relationship with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And
sorry.
You in a relationship with Joe.
Joe just don't seem right for me. He seemed like a white guy.
Okay.
A white man?
Jim. Right. I don't fucking know.
John.
Okay, John. You in a relationship with John, right?
Mm-hmm. Cause Jack would be white too, right?
Jack would be white.
Okay,
but
John.
Anyway,
could be white too.
John.
Okay, John.
John.
John could be Chinese.
You in a relationship with John.
Okay.
And
our husbands know each other. I mean, like, playing dough on a date, and Ronnie is on a date, but Ronnie date KB. Ronnie and KB run into each other. Ronnie and KB date, playing dough and Joe
no, no,
date.
No. So, Plan Doe and Joe date.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie and KB date.
Mm-hmm.
Plan Doe and
Ronnie. Run into each other.
No, Plan Doe and KB are best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Plan KB dates who?
Ronnie.
So, KB and Plan Doe are best friends, right? Ronnie is out on a date with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
Plan Doe is out on a date with another guy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So, but Ronnie
and
John are actually friends too.
Yeah.
So
Ronnie and Plan Doe run into each other.
Ronnie and Plan Doe run into each other.
Sure.
So, do Ronnie go back and tell KB?
Why the fuck would you do that?
And does John go back and tell Plan Doe?
No, because what I'm going to do is, what Plan Doe is going to do?
I mean, do Plan Doe go back and tell John?
Why the fuck would I do that, KP?
Listen, I didn't answer.
It's between me and Ronnie. And Ronnie better not go back, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to probably take a picture. And then I'm going to, because you're not as sneaky as me, I'm going to take a picture, and that's what I'm going to hold against you. And
listen,
the second that you tell my man that I was out on a date, I'm like, that motherfucker is lying. That pussy, I wish that. He told you that?
See, I ain't even going to get that mad. I'm going to snap my picture. More than likely, men don't, they not thinking like snap a picture because they men. But women, we natural detectives. So I'm going to snap my picture. And then, when I'm not even going, listen, I ain't even going to say nothing. But when because shit, he could have been out with a coworker. I don't fucking know. It's not my business. So when the dirt come back to me, with such and such said they saw you with another nigga. That's what they said. Oh, because it's been slipping my mind. I knew I had something to tell you, but look at this shit. Oh, you see this? I don't know who this girl was, but all I know is I was out with my coworkers.
I'm gonna be like,
so I ain't think nothing of it because, you know, I just was gonna mind my business. But he's saying I was with another.
I'm like
a guy. No, I'm with my coworkers.
I'm gonna be like,
but who is she?
Ronnie told you that. Joe, stop the fuck playing. Ronnie ain't tell you that playing Doe was with another nigga. Ronnie did not. This is why I don't fucking like him. He told you what?
Sis, you too animated. I'm gonna believe
he
him.
He too what? Why would he say that? Why would he say that? No. What happened was, I went to the bar and I was by myself. The guy was trying to talk to me.
Oh, that's a good one.
What happened, like, no, and the crazy part is, I seen his nut ass, and so I just told KB that he was in a fucking bar, and he going, like, what? He a lying ass dude. Look at this fucking nut. He's a nut.
That's too much. You giving me too much. I'm going to believe
he's it. A nut. My man is going to believe me because I'm a faithful child. You may not believe me because I ain't really believe you need him.
That's fine, but you gave too Because you going
to
say,
you ain't even answer nothing. You just going to skip it to him and show the picture.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving. What? This nut? That's what he said? I'm not giving all that.
Listen, I'm giving all that to my man.
I don't know what he told you. One thing I do know is I was out with my folks.
He's a liar. But I do know that.
Look at this. I don't know who who this girl is, but that don't look like planned up.
On Facebook, y'all, once we drop this, or Instagram, I want y'all to tell me whose story y'all going to believe, KB or Planned Up. Y'all got to tune in. This episode drops.
You gave too much, sis.
Child, you gave
that was too much.
You
sauce.
Gave nothing. That was like
exactly.
Who is this?
Listen,
child.
I've been very good at being sneaky all
and
my
so
life.
So am I, child.
Very good at being child, sneaky all my
ask,
life, and that was too much sauce.
You better
for
ask
me.
About my login. My shit be on a beam.
I don't lie.
I can keep. I can keep.
I just give just
I can
enough.
Be, I can be calm. Or I can be hype and nigga gonna believe it every time. And you gonna believe my lies. I lie to you.
Oh, I know you do. and I don't say nothing. I let you think I believe you.
You lie to... Girl, I done lied to you when it ain't even nothing that I can lie about and you believe.
Shit. If you be thinking I be believing you, I just get on the phone with the best friend and tell her. I just don't say it to you. I don't believe in calling people out on their shit.
I don't call nobody out on their shit either.
I don't. If you lie to me,
I just
lie nine times out of ten,
work, my coworker, y'all.
Listen, 9 times out of 10, I knew when you was lying. I just didn't tell you.
Anyway, y'all, go on Instagram and Facebook. We gonna run the polls up. We also want to ask you what advice you would give to the one for the pregnancy one, right, KB?
Yeah.
The pregnancy one, and what are you like saying something? Have you seen? Like, who does that? That's some nut shit. Whoever tells first.
Well, first of all,
I ain't gonna be doing dirt.
Let me tell you. I actually, no, I'm not telling. I actually remember a situation that was very close to this, very very close. Me and my college friends, we were out at a club. This particular club had 3 floors, and we spread out, spread like wildfire. I don't know how. I was in my own place. I went with like 4 girls and every girl was in a different place. None of us was together. And the guy that was my boyfriend at the time, two of my friends was dating. One of my friends was dating his friend and one of my friends liked his friend. And his friend that was dating one of my friends liked my other friend. Somehow, some kind of way, honey, they kissed. And so it was the two that was dating. They actually called themselves boyfriend and girlfriend, but I don't know how because it happened very fast. But the other one that was my friend somehow she kissed the girl's boyfriend. Now, me and my boyfriend, we on a floor. The three of them, they on another floor. And then we got two other friends that's on a whole other floor. Remember I said there's three floors. Somehow, some kind of way, a text message went out. So the one girl, she hurried. She called me. She came and found me. And she pulled me to the side and was like, oh, my God, such and such just kissed me. His friend called my boyfriend. Oh, my God, yo, such and such just kissed me.
Wait, they kissing your boyfriend?
No.
Oh, I'm lost.
Okay. It's four. So my boyfriend, mm-hmm. his best friend mm-hmm. was with him. His best friend was one of my roommate's mm-hmm. boyfriends.
Okay.
Right? So let's say is you dating John. Mm-hmm. John's best friend is Joe. Mm-hmm. Right? And you have a friend, Tracy. And Tracy and Joe start going out. Mm-hmm. They get into a relationship. Mm-hmm. Right?
Who kiss each other? People that shouldn't be kissing?
Yes, I'm getting there. So now, so basically me and, I date John. Me and John is somewhere by ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Joe is not with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Somehow, some kind of way, he's with, say his girlfriend is Sarah. Mm-hmm. He's not with Sarah. He's with one of the other girls. I don't know how they end up around each other. No idea. But John is with Jessica. Mm-hmm. Joe is with Jessica, mm-hmm. right? Joe and Jessica end up kissing, but Joe is actually boyfriend with Sarah. Mm-hmm. Sarah is on the third floor in the basement with Tootie. Mm-hmm. How the fuck did Joe and Jessica end up kissing?
Right.
Why is Jessica even with Joe by herself?
Right.
Why is Joe with Jessica by himself? Jessica sends me a text because, remember, Jessica is my friend also. Mm-hmm. Jessica sent me a text like, yo, Joe just kissed me. Joe sent his friend, which is my boyfriend, a text like, Jessica just kissed me. And now I gotta keep the secret.
Damn.
From Sarah.
Damn.
And Joe gotta keep the secret. Well, it ain't really a secret because he don't give a... I mean, John gotta keep the secret, but he don't give a goddamn because he high-fiving his mans like...
Wow.
You know. That happened before. Like, so the question is, why did both... Like, they should have not said anything.
And that's when I would have cut homegirl off. She thinking we that close? That she can tell me that? He won't be around my man again.
Neither one of them should have said anything to anybody.
Yeah.
It should have been a pack right there in that room when nobody else was around. Listen, what just happened shouldn't have happened. You keep it to yourself, I keep it to myself.
Yeah. Can you read the next letter? I have to... Oh, my goodness. Can you read the next letter and talk about it for a while? I have to step to the side real fast.
All right, so it's not necessarily a letter, but...
Okay. Once you read it, can I see yours?
Yes, it's not necessarily a letter, but it says... after several weeks of dating... So this isn't a letter. It's just something that we posted on social media. So basically... a man and a woman was dating. They was dating for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And then the man wants to be very serious and very committed, but he wants to be whatchamacallit. He don't want to have sex until they get married. The question we asked on social media, could you, as a woman, could you not have sex with a man for a whole year? That's what it was.
I had a client that happened to. And she said, and yeah, she went celibate for 3 years. Because he was doing it, I think this was maybe like his seventh when he met her. And before he met her, it was Well, yeah, before he met her, he was saving himself so he got married. And then once he met her, he was like, you know, he was saying that,
go ahead.
I can't think. He was saying that he basically didn't want to have sex until he was married. She went celibate with him for, what's the name, years. I need to make it.
I know. That's okay. Why I'm about to, right. So, yeah. Basically, long story short. I think you should be able to. Why did you close it out?
Because I was about to make the phone call.
Long story short, I think that you should be able to, if this man is getting ready to be your husband, you should really be able to, if you don't think that he's going to be your husband, break up with him. Don't do, or let him know, honestly, you can't go a year without being celibate. More than likely, it's not going to work out because you're on two different places. But if you see this man as somebody that can be your husband, do it and see what happens.
Right, we're not supposed to be having sex anyway, yo, before we marry. We got to unlearn something.
Right.
Okay.
So, that being said, all of this stuff is on our social media. The ones that's not, we'll be posting it. Go on, comment, let us know. Let us know whose story, whose lie you will believe. Mine's a plan, though. And you don't have nothing to say, right?
Make sure y'all follow us and like and comment on our podcast. Don't matter if you like the episode, if you like the episode, comment. If you hate the episode, comment, because we learn from all of it, guys. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at @shittalkradio_. That's @shittalkradio_. And Facebook is @shittalkradio_KB and Plando. All
right. Thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk.
I talk.
We talk.
Shit.